This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 29th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The tough times for niche airlines continue. EOS Airlines, a premium class New York to London carrier, has announced that it has filed for Chapter 11 effective Saturday. A few last flights from JFK to Stansted were flown on Sunday, but none coming back to the States, and operations have now ceased completely. EOS says it will furlough most of its employees. CEO Jack Williams is clearly frustrated by his company's circumstances. Quote, "There are times in business when even though you execute your business plan, and even though your employees do their jobs beautifully, external forces prevent you from controlling your own destiny," unquote. Just after yesterday's Aerocast deadline, we found out that Continental, which was predicted to announce a merger with United this Thursday, has called off the talks. The New York Times reports Continental's decision was a blow to United. Continental execs and directors appear to have reconsidered the merger after United last week announced a staggering $500 million first quarter loss. In a letter to employees, Continental CEO Larry Kellner and President Jeffrey Smiesek wrote, quote, "The board determined that the risks of a merger at this time outweigh the potential rewards as compared to Continental's prospects on a standalone basis," unquote. United CEO Glenn Tilton says he'll press on, quote, "Consolidation is underway. Ensuring you have the right partner is everything, and benefit our employees and customers," unquote. Industry insiders believe Tilton's best remaining choice is a merger with U.S. Airways, where CEO Doug Parker is also a strong advocate for industry consolidation. Continental, on the other hand, is said to be discussing a codeshare agreement with American Airlines and British Airways, which could allow it to offer more destinations to consumers without actually merging with anyone. A French newspaper reports European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, also known as EADS, plans to sell off its Socata division to a French aerospace, nuclear, and automotive group. EADS needs to raise cash to offset recent losses, and negotiations to sell off three Airbus plants in Germany fell through last month. Citing union representative Lucien Cazenov, the Journal de Dimanche reports EADS will sell Socata to Dare. Forbes reports Dare told the French newspaper nothing is finalized. EADS officials also would not confirm reports of the sale in so many words, but they did say discussions underway might lead to, quote, "the possible entry of Dare in the capital of EADS Socata," unquote. Socata is best known to U.S. customers as the manufacturer of the TB-20 Trinidad and the highly successful TBM-850 turboprop. The Sunday morning crash of a Mooney M-20M into a house near Richmond, Virginia, has resulted in the death of both aircraft occupants and serious injuries to one person on the ground. FAA spokeswoman Holly Baker told local media, "The accident happened about 10:20 a.m. Eastern Time, shortly after the single-engine plane departed Chesterfield County Airport. The crash site is about 4 miles northeast of the airport, in the suburb of Midlothian. Low cloud cover was reported in the area at the time. The aircraft, registered to a Delaware company, was on an IFR flight plan to Franklin Municipal Airport. Authorities have not released the identities of the two men on board the Mooney. A 22-year-old woman inside the home was able to escape, but suffered severe burns and other unknown injuries. State police are assisting investigators from the FAA and the NTSB. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. American Airlines employees tell management, don't even ask. Europe's Galileo program takes the next step. And EAA gets behind electric LSAs and ultralights. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Mike Hange of Pilatus Aircraft about the new PC-12NG we saw at Lakeland. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.